Hello again, and thank you for your patience. And this is Reverend Caesar. He's coming on live to you on BBS Radio. I am so grateful for God that He has given me another chance, another opportunity to come to speak to you today. I miss you all because I was off for some time, for a couple of weeks. Wasn't able to get along with the internet business. But God is good. All the time, God is good. I miss my brothers and sisters in the radio station. But I am back today. I want to bring you the same good news. The same good news. And today, I will be talking to you from the book of Isaiah, chapter 55. Beginning from verse 1. It says here, Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come. Come buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk. Without money and without price. Tell me, why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, the sure mercies of David. Here it says, Wherefore do you spend your money for that which is not bread? So why should you be so zealously attached to a doctrine from which your souls derive nothing, neither comfort nor nourishment? Why? Give me one reason that you should take your substance and ill-use and misuses it. Why? People are endeavoring to purchase happiness and are disappointed. The Bible says, come. But you have no money to buy bread. Bread is the support of life. It is also therefore emblematic of whatever contributes to support and comfort. Why do you spend your money in nonsense that has no meaning and merit? And in regard to the pursuit of happiness and the pleasures of life and in ambition, vanity and vice, people are as much disappointed. Nothing you do out of Christ would satisfy you. Nothing. And so you labored, you toil, and expend the avails of your labor for that which does not produce satisfaction. Waste your precious time. The immortal mind were not satisfied with wealth. Who says it's enough? Who does? Who says it's enough in honor or pleasure? No one. And your whole life becomes void. There is this void in the heart which these things do not and cannot fill. Emptiness. Well, you must know that there is a consciousness that the soul was made for higher and nobler purposes, and that nothing but God and only God can meet its boundless desires. Only God. Because you have that consciousness in you, and that the soul was made for higher and nobler purposes. And no matter what you do, it's only in God you're gonna find satisfaction. So where is the man who has ever been satisfied with ambition? None. Everyone is looking for more upon more and seeking self-aggrandizement. No man satisfies with ambition. And the more he gets, the more he's going to want. The Bible says, hearken diligently. The idea is that by attending to the words and embracing his offer, they would find that without money or price, they were vanity sucking. You expose yourself to many things when you don't have money. When there is no money, there is no resources. And when you have the pangs and pains of hunger, you have the propensity to steal, to break and enter. And then who knows, if someone is in that place, you might even want to kill that person. Wherefore do we spend your money for that which is not bread? The prophet says, come and eat. Come here and eat. The prophet returns to the image in the form of horses. They were invited to partake of that which would nourish the soul and which will fill at a joy. Listen here, my friends, it is not a good thing to live a shiftless life, a life that has no meaning. So come, let your soul delight in fatness. Fatness in the scriptures is rarely used to denote the richest food. And you can find that in Genesis 27, 28 to 39, Job 36, 16, and Psalm 65 and 11. You can find it there. Consider, what are some of the good investments in life which brings solid advantage? So take an inward inventory and see what you can really contribute to society, your community, your home, yourself. The Bible even says that if a man does not work, he should not eat. How are you going to contribute to society and God has given you a life to upgrade your standard of living? But yet, whatever you got or whatever you get, you may spend it in gambling, alcohol, or maybe you might have a wife and children, and they are waiting you to come home to put food on the table for them to be fattened, and you have not gone home many times. Now when you things are so bad, you're getting ready to go home, you lost all your money, you spend all your money in lasciviousness, then you're going home to make noise with your wives. Come on, give us a break. Give us a break. All your time and strength and costs, not bread, for those things which come, which was never bread. You waste your time and your substances. But I want to spread the good news to you. There's really good news here to you that all are welcome to the blessings of salvation. To whom those blessings are welcome in Christ, there is enough for all and enough for each. Let me say it again. In Christ, there is enough for all and enough for each. These satisfied with the world, those people who satisfied with the world, they have no feelings, no need of Christ, and therefore they do not have a thirst. So let's see what the Bible offers. The Bible offers water. The Bible offers wine. The Bible offers milk. And even all beverages, good beverages to talk about. You know what? Let me tell you. Water revives. Wine gladdens and inspirits, which means it gives you courage. Milk nourishes. But all that any man needs or desires is found in Christ. It is very strange that man will cheerfully take more pains to continue thirst than to accept the satisfaction which God provides. Yes, they would. They toil and does not satisfy. Experience does not teach. And all the while, the one real good is waiting to be had for nothing. The prophet said, come and buy without money, without price. Yeah. 'Tis heaven alone that is given away. It is only God may be had for the asking. And so when the great father offers bread for nothing, most of us will not have it. But we are ready to give any price for a stone. It is not the wickedness, but the folly of unbelief, which is a marvel. The Lord gives a universal call. You see, everyone, a universal invitation by God to come. Come to me. And if you have a thirst, which relates to a sense of spiritual need, as the heart pants after the water brook, so does my heart. Do you know? And with water, all the church interpret that as baptism. Yeah. But for desert people, this was a symbol of life and prosperity. The Bible says, if you have no money, as I said, it refers to the lack of resources. When you have money, you're helpless. The Bible said, come and eat. A meal was a very significant act in the Middle East. Covenant and friendships were sealed over food. It's important to have a meal. Covenant and friendship? Yes. It is so strange, as I said before, that men will cheerfully take more pains to continue being thirsty than to accept the satisfaction which God provides. They toil and does not get satisfied, unsatisfied. It's a shame how we take our hard-earned money and then after we misuse our money, we run back to God to ask him for help. Let me tell you, you're lucky that God is merciful. God gives you the strength. He gives you the power, the ability to get wealth. But yet, you squandered everything. And you're going back to him, asking him, Lord, please help me. Help me, Lord, please. Just because you know God is merciful, You cannot. God is not a convenience for us. It's not a convenience for none of you, none of us. You cannot have God as a yo-yo or a plaything. That every time you are in need, you run with your arms up and say you're crying tears, phony tears. Then you will go back and do the same thing again. You ask for forgiveness, and yet you will go back and do the same identical thing. It is like a dog returning to its own vomit. Let me go again. This is an invitation to abundant life. Let me tell you, please, it is an invitation to abundant life. It says, ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come. Buy and eat. Yes, come. Buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Why? Why do you do such ignorance and stupidness? Why do you spend your money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? And the Bible said, listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live. If you listen, your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you. The sure mercies of David. Indeed, I have given him as a witness to the people, a leader and commander for the people. Surely you shall call a nation you do not know. Listen to me. It's a warning. It's a question. It is an open question. Why? Wherefore? Why? Why do you spend your money for things that has make no sense? These baffling things. Why? Don't you have children in your home? Or even though you don't have a child or children or a wife, and you are working for this money, but yet you're treating it as though it has no value. You're going to live to want that. But you've gone back to Father God. Are you saying like the prodigal son, I will arise and go unto my father and say, Father, I have sinned against you? Not because God is merciful. These are things that we should not do. We should always have that we should be able to help those who are in need. Whatever little you have, give to those that do not possess the power to gain. And God will multiply what you have instead of utilizing it in the bar. Instead of utilizing it in smoke in the air. Instead of going into brothels, you must give account to all these things. The day is going to come when you'll have to give full account for wasting your substances. All the toil you toil, this is how you treated it, as though it has no value. No. 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 The Bible says, hear, and you shall live. The Lord say, made an everlasting covenant. And it refers to the Davidic covenant. The Lord says, come to me. Come and buy. Without money, without price. Go. Everyone who thirsts must go to the Lord to get the spiritual satisfaction. And you have no money, come buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk. You have no money, but he's telling you, come. Come. Do not waste your precious life away. Do not spend your wages on foolishness. Do not. It is not something proper. It is not something proper. Do not. And I want to thank you as I come to an end. Thank you for listening to me this evening. I want to thank God for another opportunity to let me come back and BBS Radio again. I really miss my family. But let me say this before I close. From the book of Jude. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of the glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior. To the only wise God, our Savior. Be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Have a blessed week, and I shall see you again. We will be back here in 2 weeks' time. God bless you. Ta-ta.